Armed St. Louis couple, we won't back down, neither will Donald Trump. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 24, 2020. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who went viral protecting their home with guns, spoke during the opening night of the Republican National Convention, stressing they would not back down and neither will President Donald Trump. Breitbart News reported that a June 28, 2020, video of the McCloskeys defending their home with guns went viral. As the video made its rounds, praise poured in from some corners, including Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, R., while criticism came from others, including St. Louis prosecutor Kimberly Gardner, whom the New York Post quoted as saying, "I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend, where peaceful protesters were met by guns." But the McCloskeys refused to give in, and they made this clear during their August 24, 2020, speech to the RNC. Patricia McCloskey said, "What you saw happen to us could just as easily happen to any of you who are watching from quiet neighborhoods around our country. And that's what we want to speak to you about tonight." Mark added, "That's exactly right. Whether it's defunding the police, ending cash bail so criminals can be released back out on the streets the same day to riot again, or encouraging anarchy on our streets, it seems as if Democrats no longer view the government's job as protecting honest citizens from criminals, but rather protecting criminals from honest citizens." He continued, "Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were. They've actually charged us with a felony for daring to defend our home." Mark explained. "Consider this, the Marxist, liberal, activist leading a mob to our neighborhood stood outside of our home with a bullhorn screaming, 'You can't stop the revolution.' Just weeks later, that same Marxist activist won the Democrat nomination to hold a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. In the city of St. Louis, that's the same as winning the general election. That Marxist revolutionary is now going to be a congresswoman from the 1st District of Missouri. The radicals are not content just marching in the streets. They want to walk the halls of Congress. They want to take over. They want power. This is Joe Biden's party. These are the people who will be in charge of your future and the future of your children." Patricia observed, "When we don't have basic safety and security in our communities, we will never be free to build a brighter future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country. That's what's at stake in this election. And that's why we must re-elect Donald Trump." The McCloskeys closed their comments together saying, "God bless you, God bless the president, and God bless these United States." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.